Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. It was a heck of a game over the weekend between Wyoming and Air Force. Air Force ends up getting the dub, 34-27. Hey, that win was big enough for voters and everything to put Air Force in the top 25. So there you go. Cody Tucker hasn't missed many. That was your only miss. And you know what? It was close, my friend. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com.
Yeah, you know, just in the end, too many self-inflicted wounds for the Cowboys. That one's going to sting a little bit. And they had, you know, they're a pretty banged up football team. They just essentially played four ranked teams in the first 7 weeks of the season. So you can say the bye week came at a good time for that, but I would argue the bye week came at a better time mentally for a team that just lost an absolute heartbreaker that would have put the Cowboys in the top 25 yeah. and would have put them in the driver's seat in the Mountain West Conference.
It really would have. Hey, it's what to expect when you see two teams at the top of the conference like this. This was the decider, at least for the time being, who is the best team in the conference, and that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to stay. Wyoming still has all the opportunities in front of them to prove that they're the best. I mean, we could see Air Force in Wyoming at the end of the day still.
Yeah, that was kind of the rallying cry inside Falcon Stadium after that game. Is, you know, this won't be the last time we see these guys. And make no mistake about it, Brady, nobody's afraid to play at Falcon Stadium. You know, they said there's 28,000 people in attendance. That's wrong by a long shot. And if they played a Mountain West championship game in that building that featured Wyoming and Air Force, it'd be half Wyoming fans down there. So that's kind of the rallying cry right now. But, man, Wyoming really tipped their cap to Air Force. I heard offensive linemen saying that was the best defensive front they've faced, and also vice versa. Craig Bowles said that their starting guard, I can't think of his name right offhand, is the best guard they've seen so far. That's really saying a lot. And unfortunately, he's from Sheridan, Wyoming. So that made it even worse.
Yeah, that just adds a little salt to that wound, of course, Cody. But, man, if you're a Wyoming fan, I know that one sucks because you're trying to think of, okay, we don't want to just be a good football team. We don't just want to be a top team in the conference. We want to be the team in the conference, and they were so close. They had so many opportunities. I mean, how many – Air Force had a couple of fumbles there. Wyoming just couldn't capitalize on everything, and that's what you have to do against Air Force. If they do happen to make a mistake, you have to find a way to capitalize on it.
Yeah, you have to play perfect. And, you know, if I just told you, Brady, straight up, the Cowboys went up 14-0 in this game and forced two fourth-quarter fumbles deep in Air Force territory, you'd probably say, how much did the Cowboys win this one by?
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, just too many mistakes. You know, they allowed a fake punt early in the game that turned into a touchdown for Air Force. John Hoyland, the All-American place kicker, has really been struggling of late. He's missed three straight, including two in a row in Colorado Springs. And they let Trey Taylor come in unblocked and bat down a point-after attempt, which John Hoyland's never missed a point-after attempt, and not that that's his fault, but that's a chance to go up 28-27 late in the fourth quarter. And some questionable play calls, to say the least, at the end, went really conservative, didn't go for the throat at all. So, and really, Air Force did him a favor on that 58-yard touchdown with 2 minutes to go. You know, you thought, oh, man, they're going to milk this clock, this game's over. Instead, they bust a 58-yarder, and you go, wow, they just left you 2:17 on the clock. That's actually a gift, and the Cowboys did zip with that gift.
Yeah, like we said, you know, a couple of opportunities here or there, and maybe we're talking about Wyoming getting the win. Now we go forward, Cody, with this weekend, with the bye, of course, and then we know they're going to Boise State next week. This is going to be an interesting spot for the Cowboys because – you've been rolling. You know, your one loss was before that was to Texas, and it was a closer game than the score indicates. And then your second loss, of course, to the top team currently in the Mountain West Conference. But now what do you do with that? You know, maybe there were times in the past, Cody, where Wyoming's rolling. They're having a great season. They lose one they think they should have won, and then they are not able to overcome that loss for the rest of the season and achieve the ultimate goal that they're after. So this Boise State game will be very interesting to see how the Cowboys respond.
Yeah, that's why I really love where this bye week lands. I just think mentally, they're physically beat up, no question. I mean, they played that game at Air Force without Harrison Whaley. Would he have made a difference? I don't know. I mean, he's your best offensive weapon, so you would think so. But I think mentally it's a good time because they suffered a gut punch against Boise State last year, and they certainly didn't recoup the following week at Fresno State getting blasted 30-0. So I think it comes at an absolute perfect time. I think the leadership on this team, the seniors on this team, I don't think this is one where it's going to get away from them. However, history tells us Wyoming has never won at Boise State. They're 0-8. Boise State's going to be a very pissed off football team, just like Wyoming's going to be a pissed off football team. So it's going to be a really interesting game. The numbers would also tell you Wyoming probably should win this thing.
Yeah.
But you just never know. Boise State's been champions for a long, long time. They know how to win. They haven't faced adversity like this before, though, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, boy, I mean, you look at that with CSU. It took a Hail Mary to do it and an onside kick and almost another one, but they were able to find a way to get it done. And I do agree with you. I know we're not picking until next week, but looking at it on paper, it seems like Wyoming should be an easy favorite in this game, even though it's on the road and they haven't done it before.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but, you know, nobody around here is going to be thinking it's going to be an easy win by any stretch of the imagination. And it was kind of interesting driving home from Colorado Springs the other night. I was able to catch the end of the CSU game on the radio, and I was with the rest of the Wyoming beat writers in the car, and we were like, you know, of course you don't want CSU to win. You never want them to feel good. However, they just did Wyoming a huge favor by beating Boise State. And, man, would the Cowboys be feeling really good if they would have won that game at Air Force.
No, they'd be in the driver's seat, Cody. There's no doubt about it. Talk to us about the injury situation with some of these guys. Harrison Whaley, how's he doing?
Supposedly day-to-day, and that's what he was last week. Craig Bull just said that he wasn't able to go. They just didn't feel comfortable having him go. That wasn't the problem, though. Sam Scott had a really nice game, both through the air and on the ground. And Peasley, once again, playing lights out, man. He's been so good. The defensive tackles are pretty beat up right now. Cole Goodbow, nothing injury-wise, just the bangs and bruises of playing seven straight weeks of smash mouth against some really good programs, including Air Force, which, you know, just works you for 60 straight minutes. So those guys are a little beat up. Jack Walsh, right guard, that could be troublesome. He suffered an ankle injury against Air Force. Coach doesn't really know how severe or what's going to happen there. Andrew Peasley also banged up his ankle a little bit. Apparently it's just some bruising. And unless you amputate his leg, there's not a shot in hell he's not playing against Boise State.
No, he is. I'm telling you, even if the stats don't show it every single game, there's something about the way he plays football. Cody, let me ask you this. Does his game translate to the next level?
I don't know. Obviously a late bloomer. He was never really a starter, definitely never an entrenched starter at Utah State. Last year struggled a little bit. I think fans give him a lot more guff than he deserves from last year. I don't know. He's not a big human being. Just spoke to him last week. I know that's what he wants to do. He wants to play at the next level. What that means, I don't know. I mean, that could mean Canada. That could mean a number of things. But I don't know. I really don't. He's just he's not lighting it up. He doesn't have the biggest arm. He's really athletic. But, you know, in the NFL, running around like that tends to get you killed.
Sure does.
I don't know. I just think he's a little bit of a late bloomer, and he's really turned himself into a really good college quarterback. And he gave one of my colleagues a great quote this week that, you know, he just had a son that's about 2.5, 3 months old, and he said he wants him to know that his dad's was a really good Mountain West college quarterback when he grows up. And boy, is he turning into that. Really proud of Andrew Peasley. He's got it, man. He's got it all upstairs and all in the heart, and, you know, maybe not the arm strength and all that, but, you know, sometimes that's a little overrated.
He's one of those guys, even like we said, if the stats aren't showing it, still come down to crunch time. 9 times out of 10, I think I might go with that guy in the Mount West. Like, if you're needing a touchdown, you know the blitz is coming, like we saw in that Texas Tech game, man, he there's a good chance he's going to put up something pretty tough for you.
Yeah, and I want to say, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I want to say in the last 3 weeks, he's accounted for 10 touchdowns, 7 through the air, hasn't thrown a pick, hasn't fumbled. He's added 150 rushing yards, went over New Mexico, went over number 24 Fresno State. It certainly wasn't his fault that they didn't beat Air Force. So, he's really playing well. 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Since they had that players only meeting after that dud against Appalachian State, man, this offense has really turned it up a notch. However, they've really had their struggles in the second half. And, you know, Air Force went on one of those trademark 17-play, 75-yard running drives to come out of the locker room. That takes 10 plus minutes off the clock. So that hurts. I mean, Peasley and the offense sat for real time about an hour and a half between drives. And then also, you know, against Fresno State, they kick an onside kick. They get 2 consecutive possessions. They take 10 minutes off the clock as well. So it kind of – it throws you out of rhythm. And what a lot of fans fail to credit, as you probably know very well, Brady, there's a good team on the other side of that other side of the field. And sometimes they deserve credit. And Air Force and Fresno State certainly deserve a lot of credit for those second halves they put together.
Yeah, they really do. Air Force, that's the hardest part about playing them. If it's a close game and – you know, they need a game-winning drive, or they just need to hold on to the football. Man, more often than not, they're going to find a way to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of scoffing at the fact that Zach Larrier's hurt. And, by the way, that's the 3rd straight starting quarterback the Cowboys have hurt. Not that that's something to pound your chest about, but it's just kind of ironic. He has elite speed, and he makes a hell of a difference in that offense. Jensen Jones comes in, bad exchange, fumble, then gets stripped by Easton Gibbs. Did have the perfect pitch on that touchdown to Eldridge, that 58-yarder, but it's going to look way different for Air Force not having Larrier, who Troy Calhoun said he's going to miss quite a while. So it looked like a knee injury, and Air Force, you know, that kind of cracks the door, you would think.
That's what's interesting about the quarterback position for Air Force. You know, on the outside looking in, you might just go, well, I mean, okay, he did throw the ball 9 times in that game, which was crazy. But you don't tend to look at the quarterback going, oh, well, yeah, without the quarterback, they'll still be fine. No, you need the guy, though, that can still manage that at the line of scrimmage, because there are so many different unique handoffs and pitches and triple options and things that they're doing that you at least need a guy that knows that. You don't have to have John Elway back there throwing the ball, but you have to have somebody that's pretty smart with this offense.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, just Larrier, seeing him in person, his and looking at his bio, I mean, he's a state champion, he's an All-American trackster. It shows, man. He's lightning quick, and he really makes quick decisions. And Jensen Jones came in, and God bless him. I mean, he's a senior too, but he just looked like he was running in cement compared to Larrier. I mean, that could make a big difference for this team down the stretch here.
No question. Cody, you taking some time? I know you got some stuff you're working on for bye week reading, and I mean, are you looking at basketball yet? Or are you taking a little bit of a break the next couple of days?
Boy, you know what? I've really been trying to be as lazy as humanly possible, especially with the Phillies in the playoffs. I'm trying to consume as much Coors as possible, but UW did me no favors. Tomorrow's basketball media day, so off to Laramie to go meet a bunch of new dudes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I haven't even broken into that. But here's what I know about Wyoming, Cody. I know that I know absolutely nothing. I know Jeff Linder, and that's about it.
I'm about right there with you, and that's scary, isn't it, for my readers? But you know, we're all going to learn together.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's what it is. This is crossover time. It's tough time anyway, especially when you have so many new faces coming in. It's going to be a learning process about this team.
I got to be honest, I'm absolutely dreading it, and I'm dreading it for like funny reasons, because he has so many dudes from like Europe and stuff. And I'm like, man, I can't even pronounce that, let alone spell it.
You're going to take like 8 hours just to write down everything phonetically and then like memorize why you wrote it that way. That's going to take most of the prep.
Exactly. I got a job offer when I was younger in Hawaii, and I thought to myself, man, Hawaii, that'd be cool. And then I thought about those last names and pronunciations, and I went, nah.
I know. I'm always amazed when you're watching broadcasts of Hawaii games, how everybody just knows. How often do these guys spend? Because I'm terrible with that stuff. Even if you tell me 18 times, I still don't remember.
I mess up Wyoming center's name all the time, Nafoa Fiatulafono, and I mess it up all the time.
That sounded pretty good. That sounded good, man. I think you're nailing it. You'll have it down pat by the end of the season, I guarantee it.
I would hope so. He's a junior.
Cody, my man, we love what you do. Love 7220sports.com. I did go with you this week, by the way. I did pick Wyoming. I went with 2 reaches. I took Wyoming and I took – but I don't fault you, because it was a good enough game where I think even people are like, yeah, but it was close. It was close.
I, I think it's, you could argue all day that Wyoming really gave that up. I really do.
Yeah.
That's not being a homer by any means.
No, I feel you. I can hear that. Yeah, I absolutely do. Well, Cody, enjoy media day tomorrow. I'll be curious to get your thoughts on Jeff Linder and players that we don't know.
Yep, me too.
All right, man.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
We'll talk to you soon. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 35 minutes after the hour on Jell. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.